Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Lunch with Pastor Linda. And I apologize, we had to push back the show an hour because just this morning has been really hectic. I got up this morning dealing with clients, and for those of you that don't know, I have my own publishing house, and I have a coaching business outside of ministry, and so I had to deal with that. And then I got an opportunity to sit in on two Periscopes that really blessed me today. And so I'm just kind of excited about this new turn that is about to occur in my life, because I realized that things have to be strategic. And so today, I kind of want to talk to you about being strategic in your prayer life, being strategic in your faith, being strategic in how you move forward, because insanity is doing the same things over and over again, hoping and praying for a different result. So you keep walking around the same bench, and you keep going and doing the same thing in the same circle of friends, and you're wanting things to change, and you're hoping things will be different, but they keep being the same, and they keep being the same because you're not being strategic in how you approach things. You're not being strategic in how you're approaching things. And so you're approaching things with the mindset that if I keep doing this, you know, that it'll work out. And I think what does us a disservice is that whole try again kind of thing. You know, if at first you don't succeed, try again. Because we keep trying the same thing. But I think what it really should say is if at first you don't succeed, keep transitioning, keep maneuvering, keep adjusting until you get the right formula, until you get the right recipe, until you get the right click. When it clicks, then you know, this is what I keep, this is what I wash, rinse, and repeat. This is what I keep duplicating. You don't keep duplicating what's not working, because if it doesn't work, it's going to keep giving you the same result. It really is. And so even in our faith, even as we walk through life in what we're doing, we've got to be strategic. I think in all the years that I've been doing my own business, I've been in my own business or doing my own business since 1993, 94, somewhere around there. You know, I've had jobs and I've worked jobs and did my own business. And, you know, and I noticed that when I'm successful is when I'm willing to step outside of the box and not do something because that's the way it's always been done, but to take a chance and to do things. And sometimes I take a chance and it doesn't work, and sometimes I take a chance and it blows up and it goes. And what I mean by blow up, not in the bad way, but in the good way. But then we don't like take notes on what we're doing, and so we're taking this leap of faith and we just jump and we don't really document what's going on. So when it comes to doing it again, you can't find that path again. And so what you need to know is if you've seen the movie War Room, then you kind of know where I'm going with this. You got to be strategic. You got to know your enemy. Number one, you got to know who your enemy is, and you've got to know their devices. You got to know what they have and what they don't have. In the spiritual world, our enemy is Lucifer, is the devil, is Satan. And the Bible says that we don't need to be ignorant of his devices. We need to understand that the way he's going to come at us. And the devil is very good at what he does. His job is to steal, kill, and destroy. Steal, kill, destroy. Steal, kill, destroy. Steal, kill, destroy. That's his wash, rinse, and repeat. That's what he does. Everything that he tries to whirl at you, everything that he tries to throw at you is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That is what he is good at. That's what he focused on. He doesn't come in and say, oh, okay, I just want to bring discouragement in. But no, he brings discouragement in a way that it will destroy you. He brings discouragement in a way that it will kill you. He brings discouragement in a way that it will steal your purpose and your destiny. See, he may not understand or unknow what God has spoken over you or what God is trying to lead you into. He doesn't know the meaningfulness of your life. He doesn't know the purpose of your life. He just knows that you love the Lord and God is his number one enemy. And so whatever he can do to get at you, he knows that if I can stop her, then that puts a ting in the master's heart. That puts a ting in Jesus' heart. That makes God hurt just a little bit more if I can get down and conquer him, if I can conquer her. And so he focuses on stealing, killing, and destroying us. He tries to steal whatever our destiny, whatever our purpose is. He tries to kill our very hope and our very faith that God will do what God says that he's going to do. And he tries to destroy us so that we will not stand for what is right because we feel like we're a defeated foe. And so when you understand that, when you know what the enemy is all about, then you understand when it says submit unto God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You understand what it means to submit to God, to be in agreement and in alignment with God. The number two thing that I want to bring out today, and I'm kind of giving you tips. I'm kind of not preaching at you. I'm kind of more coaching you today, if you will. So the second thing I want to give you is you've got to submit. You've got to understand that it's not your will, it's not your purpose, but it's God's will and God's purpose that he has decreed and declared under you, and you have to submit and agree. That's the number two, submit and agree. I submit to God's will for my life, and I agree with God's will for my life. Now, guess what? Sometimes that will may look crazy. That will may look like, wait a minute, I don't know how I'm going to get this done. Somebody said something very strategic to me on Saturday. And what they said was that if God's vision is small enough that you can handle it, it's not a God vision. God's vision is always going to stretch you. It's always going to be just outside of your comfort zone. It's always going to make you want to extend yourself, but you can't do it alone. You've got to have that camaraderie. You got to have people that will come in and that will work with you. And so but first of all, you've got to be submitted to the will of God, and you have got to agree with the will of God. So even though it looks like it's beyond my scope of comfortability or it's outside of my comfort zone, I still have to say, okay, God, I surrender to it. Because if this is your plan for me, then you have a plan. You have a strategy. You have a way of getting this done, and your ways are above my ways, and your thoughts are higher than my thoughts. So I can't comprehend it. I can't really see it. But this is what I do know. This is what I do know, that if you be for me, there's no one in this world, nothing in this world that can come against me. And so if I submit to you and I agree with you, then I will accomplish it. So let's do a quick review. Number one is know your enemy. Know what your enemy is coming at you with and why he's coming at you, what he's trying to kill, what he's trying to steal, what he's trying to destroy. Number two, you've got to submit and agree. You've got to submit to the will of God, and you've got to agree with the will of God. Now, number three, that's all we have time for today, but number three is you have got to understand God has a plan. And I kind of touched on it a little bit in number two. I said the The plan that God has for you is always going to be outside of your comfort zone. He's always going to require you to elevate. He's always going to require you to step up to the plate, if you will. He's always going to require you. He's going to show you something, and it's going to be so grand, it's going to absolutely blow your mind. And you're going to start to wonder, God, how, are you sure you picked the right person? Because I don't have a high school diploma. I only have a high school diploma. I never went to college. I only have, you know, 2 years of college. Or I only have an AA. I only have a BA. I only have a master's. I only have a PhD. You know, you start to think, and to me it seems like the Word of God says, to whom much is given, much is required. And so the more you do have, the more He's going to stretch you. And see, that's what we don't get it. He's going to stretch us. The more that we have to offer to the kingdom of God, the more that He has allowed us to come in contact with education, with ministry, with the gifts of the Spirit, with, you know, people in our circle of influence, the more you have, the more He's going to stretch you. Why? Because the vision has to be bigger than just you. It can't just encompass you. It's got to encompass everything around you. It's got to include people, even your enemies have to be included in the plan. Because why? The Bible says that we are to pray for our enemies. We are to pray for those that hate us. We are to pray for those that despitefully use us. We're supposed to bless those that curse us. And so the plan that God has for you is greater than you. It's greater. It's going to affect everyone. Look at Him dying on the cross. That didn't just affect Him and His disciples. That affected everyone that was born from the beginning of time to the end of time. It affects everyone. His blood shed on that cross affects everyone. His forgiveness and remission of sin affects everyone. His forgiveness affects everyone. It affects everyone. It didn't just affect Him and God the Father, Him and God the Holy Ghost. It didn't do that. It affected everybody. He wasn't selfish in His thing. But listen, here's the bonus, and then I'm going to end. Here's the bonus. The bonus is this. You've got to officially go after what God said is yours. Now, what does that mean, Linda? Because you just told me not to be selfish. What that means is that I am going, if I know my enemy and I submit and agree to God and I understand and know His plan for my life, those are the three tips I gave you, then I have to selfishly go after those things. That means I can't allow people to come in that don't understand the enemy that I'm fighting, that don't understand that I'm submitted and agreed with God and don't understand the plan that God has for my life. I can't allow them to come in into my space and talk me out of it, because guess what? That means I'm going back to number one and I'm allowing the enemy to still kill and destroy. So when people come at you as good intentioned as they are and they're like, well, you know, baby, I think you need to do it this way. Or I don't know if God told you to do it that way. Nobody's ever done it that way before. When they start to talk that, but you know that you know that you know that you know that you know, but you know God told you to do it, then you know what? Bless you. You pray for me. And if I'm in the spirit of error, God will correct me. But right now, I have to go with God. I have to go with God. I have to do what it is that God is calling me to do. And I have to be able to say yes. And then I'm praying that God will surround me with the people that can help me, because it's more than I can bear by myself. The vision might be the vision God gave me, but it's more than I can bear by myself. God has me, and let me give you this, and then I'm going to end because we are at the 15-minute mark. But God has told me to start a church. He had me in 2005 start Whole Ministries, Women Healed of Life Experiences. In 2009, He had me start Living Above Hurt. And now He has me doing a publishing house. And 2009, He had me start Living Above Hurt and Destined to Be You, my coaching practice. And then in 2010, he gave me the idea of Logi Publishing House. And I just launched that last year. So now I'm doing all of these things, New Life Ministries. I'm doing the church New Life Ministries. I'm getting ready to start that. Started that in 2014 as well as my publishing house. So I'm starting the church. I'm working on Whole Ministries. I'm working on Living Above Hurt Ministries. I'm developing and revamping and getting ready to relaunch Destined to Be You. But I've been working that. And then I'm working on Logi Publishing House. And, you know, all of these things are coming together. All of these things are coming together. And I'm like, God, this is like five things that you have me working on simultaneously. And it seems like it's so hard. It seems like I'm just this one person. And to be quite honest, I don't have a team. You know, I have people that come and go that will help me, and they come and go. But I don't have a team. I don't have ambassadors. I'm doing this by my own self. But on Saturday, I was just so blessed because it was like the vision isn't supposed to be where you can contain it. If it was something that you can contain, then that's just a good idea. But a God idea is always going to be bigger than you, and you're going to have to find help. You're going to have to ask for help. And so I'm praying, God, send those people that are supposed to be assigned to these different areas that you have given me so that I can do this in the spirit of excellence, so I can move forward and everything can start to grow. Because at this right now, I'm at my capacity. I'm at my capacity. I can't take on anymore. I can't do anything else. But I know that God is still speaking to me about things that need to get done. He's still speaking to me about projects, and I'm an author. And so that's another, yet another thing that's on my plate. I'm an author. Now I'm doing the radio show again. And there's just so many things that are becoming a part of who I am. And they're needful in my, and they're needful in this day and age. And I have to be submitted to God, and I have to agree with God, and I have to know God's plan for me. But yeah, the naysayers are going to come, and yeah, some people are going to come and try to be stumbling blocks. But I've got to be focused on what God says and be strategic about what God says about my life. And another woman of God told me that I can't share everything with everybody. And I took that. When it was said, it was like it wasn't something that I just heard. It's something that I've known for a while. But something about what she said to me penetrated my heart and kind of twisted it and said, you know what, you know this, but now you need to know this. You may, what I said today, you may know, but now you need to know it. You need to own it. You need to go in and rethink everything. I thank God for War Room because it's ignited a fire in me. It's given me my zeal and my love back for the prayer language that I have. It's making me understand that I am strategic. Even when I'm praying, when I'm doing spiritual warfare, when I'm interceding, I have to be strategic in everything that I do because the devil is coming to steal, kill, and destroy, and I understand that. So you be blessed, you be encouraged. We will see you tomorrow at 3 p.m. with the heat of the ministry, and we will be going over we will start the segment on undercover, which is leadership, being submitted. As a leader, you still need to be submitted to a leader. And so we will start to talk about that, and we will talk about that as long as God say, and then we will move on to the next topic. But again, I appreciate each and every one of you that are listening in the archives, that are listening to me live, that's following me on Facebook, following me on Twitter. You know, and I'm trying to get better at the Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram, the Periscope. You know, I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to be more engaging in those areas. So please allow me that time to get more and engage more because I do want to know who you are. I want to know your needs because I want to make sure that all the content that I'm bringing to you, whether it's God revealed or just my coaching, I want to make sure that it's on point to what you have need of. So please reach out to me, Pastor Linda Hillman, at hotmail.com, and let me know. Say, you know what, you said this, or, you know, can you talk about this? And if I don't know it, believe me, I will study, and when I come, I'll come correct. Amen. So I just thank God for everything that, you know, he's doing in this season, and I just want to pray a blessing over you before we get off the phone, but or before we get off the air. Father God, I pray for everyone that is listening. to me, everyone that's under the sound of my voice, God, I pray for them right now. I pray a blessing over them. I pray that you will make them strategic in everything, in every area of their life, that they will strategically and focus on what is important and go after that. They will align themselves with your will for their life, with your purpose and your destiny for their life. They will understand your plan for their life, and they will know their enemy, God. They will strategically go against that enemy. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities in high places. They will understand that, and they will tear down every thought that will acknowledge itself against you or raise itself up against you, God. We just pray a blessing over them, that they will get wisdom and knowledge in their time when they need it, God, that you will step in and begin to send people to them that will assist them in the vision that you have given them, not to divert it or distract the vision, but to add to it and to enhance to it, not to come with their own agenda, God, but to come in and wholeheartedly get up under the burden of the vision and carry that vision to fruition. In the matchless name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. You be blessed and encouraged.